California Department of Fish and Wildlife, that the department received the same petition submitted to NOAA Fisheries, submitted the format required for evaluation under CISA. And so on September 28th, President Eel River submitted a petition to the California Fish and Game Commission for a listing of NC summer steelhead. On October the 8th, Fish and Game Commission is the rulemaking entity for the state. They refer that to the department for an evaluation. And so the department received that on October the 8th. And that goes to Matt had three entities involved in his. Mine's only a two-legged stool. The fisheries branch for the Department of Fish and Wildlife has staff assigned to evaluation of that petition, and NC steelhead occur within Region 1 of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. That's the region that I work for, and so Region 1 coastal fisheries staff were involved in the staff's evaluation too. In January, the department provided an evaluation of the Friends of the Eel CISA petition back to the Fish and Game Commission, and the petition needs to address a group of elements required under CISA for it to be evaluated. And so those are population trend, range, distribution, abundance, life history, habitat for survival, immediacy of the threat, impact of management, suggestions for future management, and sources of information, and a distribution map. And so those are the elements of CISA that were addressed by the Friends of the Eel petition, and the department evaluates those, and we evaluate for completeness. You need to address all of those, and you need to it needs to meet a threshold of there is enough information contained in there that is relevant that the petition may be warranted. And so we provided a recommendation back to the Fish and Game Commission that the information provided may be warranted. And so we provided that in January to the commission. And so they could have received that at a meeting that was held in Southern California. I believe that they contacted Friends of the Eel River, where we can have an agreement to accept it at a different commission meeting. There's a commission meeting happening in Redding on June 12th, and the agreement was that it would be best that it's more regionally close to where the work's occurring, where the people are involved. And so that petition will be received by the commission on June the 12th. Department will provide a summary presentation of our status evaluation at that meeting, and we expect, but I was actually talking to other staff, but we're not certain, but we expect that they the commission will also vote on whether or not to accept on that date. And so if accepted, we would enter into a one-year status review. That's the information I have. So it's real just kind of stepwise process. As Matt indicated, the department has Department of Fish and Game Commission have a very stepwise process, and that is our process. Any questions?
Yes. The big obvious one is, for the federal petition, I had to work within the existing boxes. So I asked them to relist summer steelhead in the Northern California ASU, or DPS, sorry, as separate. But for the state, I said, look, you guys don't use the DPS framework, so it's really up to you whether you want to look at just these Northern California summer steelhead, or also look at summer steelhead in the Klamath Mountains, et cetera, which, in my view, and according to Moyle and Company, look like the same overall kind of set of problems and issues. It sounds like you're going with just the Northern California.
We the petition was titled Northern California, Summer Steelhead petition, and we engaged with some communication with Friends of the Eel River to try to clarify what was being proposed, and we did, and the petition that we accepted was one for evaluation of NC Steelhead, the DPS NC Steelhead. Summer Steelhead.
And I think that's a more than fair reading.
And so that's what was evaluated for status. That's how we evaluated the petition. And yes.
So that being the case, presuming that they accept the petition, then they have to act like the fish is listed until they make a determination. So what would be the consequences on sport fishing regulations of approving the petition?
The consequences
of the Springer thing on the Klamath is that you can't fish for salmon in the Klamath River until July 1st.
I don't think I'm prepared to answer that question. Sorry, I don't want to answer incorrectly, and I don't think I have the information in my mind clear enough that
but
I can provide you a reasonable answer.
Reconsideration. It would force the commission to take into account that they have to act like it's listed, and it would undoubtedly force significant changes to sport fishing regulations.
Even acknowledging that the winter run's already listed?
For the state,
a lot of listed species.
You'd have to look at the overlapping portion of the winter to summer run, which is not great. And then some of the areas where summer run are more prevalent are already closed, but there are some small windows. Yeah, that's a whole other process, for sure.